Good afternoon, Exotics. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. It's Crystal.
Perfect. There we go. Cool. You know,
Sorry about that.
That's all good. Yeah, much clearer now. But yeah. how's Pepper today? Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she seems okay. I literally just put her in back in the cage to come to school pickup, but she wasn't too happy about the medicine this morning, obviously.
Cool. Okay. No, that's okay. Well, that's it. I think it'll take some time if we're going to get better for sure. But, look, the blood test actually is fairly good. Actually a lot better than I was expecting. There are some changes there that tells me her liver's probably not functioning very well. She's got slightly high cholesterol. But some of the other, the main markers, her active sort of liver inflammation and her bile acids are actually completely normal, which is great. So it can happen with advanced disease where, you know, these, the cells aren't actually dying and not functioning well, but we're still seeing some minor changes. But it doesn't seem like there's obviously some massive degeneration of cells occurring. It seems like it's actually still functioning somewhat fairly well, which is good.
Okay.
So
yep.
We'll keep her on the same liver medications. We don't need to add anything else in at the moment. We'll keep her on that one. That'll help a lot.
Yep.
So that's good. With her red cells and white cells, she actually does have actually a lower red cell count than normal. So she's actually technically very, very, very mildly anemic. It's just a couple points under the normal for the cockatiels.
Okay.
That can happen when they have bleeding internally, if she hasn't been bleeding, or possibly chronic disease with the production of red cells might be affected as well. That's probably what might be happening. So just with these guys, they take about 7 days to regenerate their red cells, so we'll just get it back in for maybe 2 weeks, just check that that's back up to normal, and then we might institute some other changes with her diet and just some other little things we can do for her that'll help get her through, hopefully. Because that's it. Most of the time with the diet, like we said, with the liver, it's the diet. Sometimes the infection, we'll just try and cover some things, but see if we can just sort of stabilise her for the next 2 weeks and get her ready for the stress of changing her food and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just need to make sure that red cell's coming up as well. But, otherwise, her white cell count was actually pretty good as well. It doesn't seem like there's obviously any active inflammation or infection, but doesn't necessarily mean it's not there with that specific chlamydial bacteria we talked about. I think it's still worth treating it for that, definitely. I think that's good. So I think all in all, actually, that's probably a lot better than we were expecting, and I think we should be happy with the small wins that we get. So I think that's actually really good news.
Okay, excellent.
So keep up with the medications. If we could organise for a repeat blood test in 2 weeks and a revisit, we'll just chat about some things before we close down for the Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be really useful. We can work on some things in the new year for her. But would I be able to book you in now, or would you just have to call back?
Just give me a second. I'm just going to put on speaker.
We're still open Monday 22nd, Tuesday 23rd, Wednesday 24th, so we can do any of those sort of days if that fits with you.
The 22nd would be good because I should be off that day.
Yep.
If not, my husband can bring her, but he'd prefer me to because I'm better with her.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, what's some sort of time during the day would you like? We don't have any appointments that day, so anything's actually fine.
We were going to... Can I do the latest appointment possible? Because I know we were going to do something. Sorry, my husband's changing jobs, so he's actually got some time off.
Yep.
Which is very unusual. He usually works every day. So can I do the latest possible appointment?
Definitely, yeah. So I've got about, it's 4:30, is that okay?
Yeah, 4:30, that'd be fine.
Cool. Okay. I booked it in. So yeah, so Monday the 22nd of December at 4:30 p.m. That'll be with me and we'll just have a revisit and check the red cells again and see, go from there.
Yep.
questions or anything?
No. If there's anything, I will call, but I think I'm right at the moment.
Perfect. Cool. But yeah, well, hopefully she, you know, picks up a little bit with the medication over the next 2 weeks. But I think, honestly, I would honestly just enjoy every day you have with her. Like, even
yeah. I was a bit upset to go to work this morning, so
yeah.
I'm home. But yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, they're just so good at hiding everything sometimes. Yeah, the first time we see each other, it's really, really dire, unfortunately. But, you know,
yeah.
we know what we're dealing with, you know, so we've got a good plan for, and, yeah, hopefully we can start to get a good response with some time and some things. But, yeah, it's really sad, but it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you very much for everything. Yeah, we'll see you on the 22nd.
Perfect. Awesome. I'll see you then. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Bye.